Science Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to try tread everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
To represent relationship to God. That's the first thing. We won't be much of a father or a mother without relationship to God. You just can't wing it, you know, and do the best you can. I honor to that. But as a child of God, there must be relationship to God first. That's the first thing. Isaac built an altar. When Abraham built that altar after he came out of Egypt, the Bible says that the heavens opened in Bethel. And two generations later, Jacob stumbled across Bethel and lay and went to sleep, and he had a dream. The heavens were open. That's where God arrested Jacob. Jacob's life changed, but it changed because of what Abraham had done two generations earlier. So see, it's not just immediate. It goes on. This is legacy. It goes on and on. So first he built an altar. Then it says that he pitched his tent. Tent has to do with home. Keep God in the house. Amen. Not home first and then God. Personal relationship with God first. And let that spill or bleed into the home. Do you know something? When Israel was about to be delivered from Egypt, they were told to bring a lamb into every home. Is that right? Amen. A lamb for every household. Amen. But guess what? It was the father that was to sprinkle the blood. Amen. It was the father that sprinkled the blood on the doorpost and the lintel so that the death angel had to pass over. Amen. Father's called to be a protector. But first he has to have a relationship with God. Then he has to be seeing about his household. And then number three, his servants dug a well. That has to do with business, commerce, and things we do outside the home for prosperity, whatever it is. But we don't go after that first. That's third on the list. First on the list is relationship with God. Second on the list is family. Third on the list is now the prosperity. In that order, it'll work. Out of that order, you get something else. And I'm telling you, this is why the blood has to be on the doorposts and the lintels to keep death and everything related to death from entering in. When things are in order, when the lamb is in the house and the blood is on the doorpost, death and everything having to do with death has to pass over. It can't stop there. It has no business there. Now, let me say something to all you dads and moms, and hats off to single parent moms. God has a way. Even if you weren't brought up in a home with a dad, God has a way. Oh yeah, he got a way. Some of the greatest moves and men of God were their dads were absentee. So God has a way. Amen. Amen. God has a way of building and working things out no matter what. But this is the divine pattern. This is the pattern we want to keep. And this is the pattern we want to pass on to those that are following us. You cannot relegate this to a pastor. You can't just send them off to Sunday school. Child, just get in the class. And it's not just youth workers. All of those have a part in it, but the bulk of it needs to be in the home. Amen. Amen. The bulk of all that responsibility is in the home. The problem is this. We all know the word renegade. Right? Renegade. The word renegade is from the word renege. You know what it means to renege? You know, you make a promise and you say, no, I ain't gonna do that. You reneged on the promise, right? Renegade means renege. What we cannot afford is for a man to renege on his promise to be a husband. We cannot allow a man to renege on his promise to be a father.
Amen.
And we cannot allow a man to renege on his promise to be a spiritual leader.
Amen.
It's scattered, but that's all right. It's true anyhow. See, we can succeed at a lot of stuff because we got gifts. But if we fail at being a father, we failed.
Amen.
I said you can succeed at a lot of stuff, but if you fail at being a father, you have failed.
Amen.
Amen. I think it was Derek Prince. Had that testimony. He would travel around the world and lots of souls would get saved and, you know, big meetings and leadership training. And he got home one day and the Lord said, you know, it's wonderful that you get souls saved around the world. But he said, if you lose your family, you failed. He said that changed everything about his ministry. Amen. We have three different examples: Noah, Rahab, and the Philippian jailer. Now, I don't have these verses in front of me, but just write their names down. Noah. Noah was told to enter the ark.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he said, you and your house.
Amen.
You and your family. Then God made this statement. For I have found you righteous.
Amen.
He didn't say anything about Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Amen.
He didn't say anything about his wife. Didn't say anything about his daughters-in-law. He said, Noah, enter the ark, you and your house, for I have found you righteous.
Amen.
I want to emphasize the responsibility that men carry. In spite of how society has tried to taint the picture and lessen the ability and the authority that man carries. Rahab, for you single moms, she was in that position, though she were a harlot. She hid the spies. And her deed, when the spies were about to leave, she said, she negotiated with them to remember her house. And they said, listen, hang this scarlet thread in your window. When we come to take the city, all who are under your roof, because of this righteous deed that you did, all who are under your roof will be spared. That was a woman who was a harlot. But yet, there was a righteousness with her faith. So what are we saying? Across the board, God honors that position. There's something that's carried on it. So, maybe your situation, as was said earlier, is not perfect. We serve a perfect God, though. God can take what's in shambles and straighten it out and align it with his word, and you can have some heaven here on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Then we have the jailer, the Philippian jailer, who Paul and Silas were in jail. God sent an earthquake, opened all the prison doors, and the jailer who was responsible sprung in, saw him, was about to commit suicide because he knew they would torture him and kill him if any of the prisoners escaped. But Paul said, do thyself no harm,
amen,
for we are all still here.
Amen.
When that jailer put one and one together, two and two together, he said, listen, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
Paul said this, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, so shall you and your house. Now see, some people don't quite understand this principle. No matter how they may astray, stray away, no matter what they get into, many of us were like that. But somebody in your household, somebody stood their ground and somebody was praying for you. Somebody was walking with God and God gave them a promise. You believe, so shall you and your household be saved. Amen. That's how powerful this thing is. If men would get into their proper place. God said, I'm going to send the spirit of Elijah. And he's turning hearts even now to the right place. Amen. To the right priorities. Amen. Doing the right things. Amen. So that family. See, when we walk like that, our children will bring us honor. We will be happy. We will be proud of our children. And guess what? They'll go further than we went. They'll do greater exploits than we ever did. They'll love God and serve God on even a higher level. That's how this works. A man is the prophet, the priest, and the king of his household. A prophet, if you're writing, a prophet represents God by example.
Amen.
Not just know the quote Bible verses and don't live any verses, but you live it. God's fatherly love is neither weak nor sentimental. He doesn't necessarily indulge in the moods and fancies of his children. Sometimes God say, gird yourself up like a man.
Amen.
I need to talk to you.
Amen.
Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Hebrews 12, verse 6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. All right? If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, in other words, if you refuse chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say, that's the word of God.
That's the word of God.
Amen. So every son whom God receives, sons means daughters and men and women.
Amen.
There's a chastening. It's not that God whips us for the sake of whipping us. Chastening, if I can go a little deeper with that definition, chastening means being brought into a pattern. You know, maybe you had parents or growing up, a grandfather, someone that kind of, if they thought you did something wrong, they're going to whip you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.